in one shot every UFC fighter he offended that's a Muslim. Islam contributes nothing to the world besides...
Hey, chat, what Islam is contribute to the humanity?
Do you think he's pumping up a fight with Hamza Chamai?
Ask that guy who was beating you up every day in the gym, huh? So how many times I saw meet that guy? How many times I beat him up?
I want your honest opinion. Tell me.
He made you tap a couple of times. The schmoes saw it. But do you want the world to know this stuff or what?
You can tell the world.
He's trying to be some macho man.
What did the Muslims invent back then that we still use today?
I think Samuel L. Jackson does a really fabulous job.
70% of Americans don't even have passports. They don't even leave the country.
They don't have a real worldview other than the one that they're fed. So.
Assalamu alaikum. Greetings of peace. UFC fighter Sean Strickland is at it again. He goes on in one shot to insult every Muslim UFC fighter, past and present, let alone the 2 billion Muslims in the world. Now, before we get into his Islamophobic, xenophobic, anti-Semitic, because the majority, even though this term has been hijacked, it's another discussion. Most, a good number of Muslims are Semitic. So anti-Semitic, anti-Islam, anti-Muslim tweet, this UFC fighter, Sean Strickland. Before we get into that, we're going to keep it positive and get into what many non-Muslims are discovering when they do their actual homework. Let's get into this video and look into beauty of the contributions made by Muslims.
What did the Muslims invent back then that we still use today? Without the Muslims, what would we not have?
Algebra.
That's huge.
The Arabic.
That's a big one.
Numeral. The numeral are numbers. Arabic numbers.
Right, so okay, let's go. Let's just zoom in.
Yep.
Things, hospital. Muslims, but coffee. Bro.
Look at this. Every time
Allah. Thank you, Allah.
Every time I take a sip, I say praise be to Allah. Yeah,
there's another one. Algebra is huge. Hospitals, bro.
Toothbrush.
Dude, really?
Had disgusting teeth.
Yeah, because look at the English.
Deodorant.
Yeah, yeah.
Smelling spices. You know what most of the wars, crusades were over? Salt.
Whoa.
They wanted their, everybody wanted each
clocks,
other's salt.
Bro. They invented clocks,
they
bro.
Invented
that's
clocks.
Legit, dude.
Optics, university.
I haven't even heard of windmills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Consider that Muslims, it's part of the rituals of being a Muslim is you're cleaning your hands and your feet and your ears and your nose. And there's an ablution, whatever the word is, where there's a cleansing daily.
Wow.
Daily. Okay.
That's a good idea. My grandmother, I think, was Muslim then.
Well, just think, you get sick and the Muslims don't.
Oh, so they seem powerful.
Oh my gosh. And you're Christian and they're Muslims? You're saying they put a hex on me, these heathens.
Around a half of all stars that have names in the night sky have Arabic names. Because in the golden age of Islam, 1,000 years ago, navigation was a big deal. And they navigated using astrolabes, which is sort of the Islamic counterpart to the sextant and the octant that were used
what
in the rest of
like?
Europe.
Astrolabes.
Astrolabes are gorgeous. Oh, then they're works of art. They're brass. They're etched. There's a thing that hangs down. There are different discs that you can replace depending on where you are on Earth to know where you are more accurately. So this is all navigation.
So it was almost like chips for a GPS device.
Yeah,
wow, look at that.
They're gorgeous.
Thing.
They're completely gorgeous.
Amazing, isn't it? Now, before we get into Sean Strickland's extremely hateful tweet, where he goes on again to insult, I'm just re-emphasizing this. I mean, this is the severity of this. Every Muslim UFC fighter, can you imagine past and present, including Hamza Chamai, Islam, the team of Khabib, all, I mean, you just name it. Even my next guest who will be coming out in a second, former Khabib team member, we're going to be bringing him on, but I want to just show you one more video here because it's going to go into the topic of open-mindedness versus closed-mindedness. And I think Samuel L. Jackson does a really fabulous job highlighting this. Let's get into this clip, and then I'll bring out my next guest who went through something similar with Colby Covington, UFC fighter. Wasn't to this extreme, but he handled it, and things came out positively, so... When I get back after this clip, we got former Khabib teammate here with us to discuss this tweet.
The majority of Americans probably think that every Muslim in this part of the world wants to kill them. They don't realize that there are extremists like in every society. We have crazy Christians. You know, America's one of those strange kind of countries. I mean, everybody thinks it's, you know, the gold standard or something, but you know, 70% of Americans don't even have passports. They don't even leave the country. They don't have a real worldview other than the one that they're fed. So I guess, you know, if you make your movies, we can be the bad guy in your movie. I will definitely come and be the ugly American in any movie you want to make about it.
This is the Dean. This is the Dean.
How are you doing, brother?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
So you're no stranger to controversies like this. Before we get into talking about this really hate-filled tweet with current UFC fighter Sean Strickland, you had a situation happen with similar, wasn't this extreme, and it came out pretty good with Sean Strickland. Let's take a look at this video.
So listen, how you feel about Muslims? Tell me.
I have nothing but love and respect for every Muslim in the world and anybody that wants to, your viewpoints are your viewpoints, and I would never judge anybody for what they believe in, and I have nothing but love for everybody and respect.
So you don't have nothing against the Muslims?
Hell yeah, much love and respect to the Muslims. I respect all you guys and what you guys believe in.
Thanks, bro.
This actually happened with Kobe Covington.
Yeah.
Walk us through this.
Well, I've been training with this guy for many years. You know, like I know him probably, 13, 14 years? An American Top Team. We started in the old gym, you know. And the problem was, you know, when we see each other at the gym, he calls us a brother, shaking our hands. We're hanging out. We train each other. We're making each other better, you know. And then I hear somebody told me, you know, he talk behind our backs. And, you know, for us, with our culture, this is not acceptable when a person shaking your hands and talk behind your back, because this is not a man like you say to the face, you know. And I hear somebody told me he talk bad about our religion. And, you know, we take our religion very serious. So I approached to him, you know, face to face with no cameras, nothing. And I asked him, Kobe, did you say something like that? He said, no, Ali, you know me. We know each other for a long time. You know how I feel about you guys. You know, we're friends, blah, blah, all that. I said, okay, let's make a video. And I sent it to the guy who told me that. So I make a video and I send this video. You know,
you
what
sent
I mean?
That? Yeah, you
yeah,
sent that
I sent
to me.
To you. Yeah. That's it. And I say, you see, he didn't mean nothing. And then this video got viral. You know what I mean? Somebody like, you know, there's a lot of stupid posts over there and stuff like this. But this was just a show. You know what I mean? This was misunderstanding from his side. Like, he never touched. Yeah, he was talking about the cloud of other fighters. But guess what? You're in this dirty business. And this business is not like this was back in the days, mixed martial arts. Now this is like, you know, circus when people have to, like, WWE talk crap.
Clown show, yeah.
Yeah, so this is what it is, man, yeah.
So what do you think? You saw this tweet, obviously. Let's get into the tweet now. So let's get into the tweet. Get your reaction. This is something that some people are going to be really shocked to see. And this doesn't look good. I mean, for him now, offending with this tweet, in one shot, every Muslim UFC fighter. There's nobody who can read this not be offended. Plus two, not to talk about close to, 2 billion Muslims worldwide. So he says here in this tweet, Sean Strickland, UFC fighter, he says, Islamic extremists? You mean people who actually, so he doesn't distinguish between extremists, Christian, extremists, Yahud, or extremists, Buddhist, anybody. He just says, you know, clearly people who follow the Quran are extremists. Islam contributes. So you mean people who actually follow the Quran's teaching? Islam contributes nothing to the world besides violence and oppression. It is not compatible with America and its freedom. So that's what we just opened up with the show. Opened up the show with this with these guys talking about the things that Muslims have contributed to society. If you do a little bit of homework, this has been viewed over 17 million times. What did you think when you saw this?
Well, the first thing I want to do, I want to go to the Sheikh ChatGPT, you know, because this is very famous today and this is what everyone do. Hey, Chat. What Islam is contribute to the humanity?
Islamic civilizations have made significant contributions to humanity across various fields throughout history. Scholars, scientists, and thinkers from the Islamic world have played pivotal roles in advancing knowledge, particularly during the Islamic Golden Age, 8th to 14th centuries. Here are some key areas where their contributions stand out. Science and medicine. Figures like Al-Razi raises and Ibn Sina, Avicenna, made groundbreaking discoveries in medicine, chemistry, and pharmacology. Avicenna's The Canon of Medicine was a standard medical text for centuries. Mathematics. Al-Khwarizmi, known as the father of algebra, introduced foundational concepts that are still used today. The term algorithm comes from his name.
It's a long list. It's a long list. So it's going to take us all day. So he can't go
all day.
Yeah. So you know what I mean? Now, I have a simple question for him. What you contribute to humanity? You know, when you talk about such a large religion and so many people who is like working over here, probably your mom or you or your kids get treated by the Muslim doctors, you know. The bridges you drive probably designed by the Muslim engineers, you know what I mean? And stuff like that. There's Muslims everywhere, you know. So I don't know what he's talking about, this guy.
This is interesting. You have an FBI hate and crime report, and all of this kicked off because of some nut job maniac who was evil person who went on and did this evil act in New Orleans. Mm. So now you have another person also who did what he did by the Trump, one of the Trump towers, and they're classifying this individual as mentally ill, right?
Yes.
And others that we're not even going to open the door, how many people are thinking this is a psyop or whatnot. Yeah. But regardless to say that anyone who does something like this, this is against Islam. This has nothing to do with Islam. And from here, you can see, if you look into the, and that's another episode we'll do, but here you can see the individual was actually in the military. He was somebody who was actually going through so many different challenges in life with his divorce, one wife, second wife, keeping the kids from her. I mean, he was just, you know, many, even former FBI agents are saying that he also had some mental illness. But when it comes to Islam or Muslims, it's like they don't start opening up that door. But here, FBI crime report states that Muslims constitute 1% of the U.S. population, but commit a disproportionately lower rate of violent crimes compared to other groups. Studies show that far-right extremists are more likely to target Muslims with attacks on mosques and Islamic centers. So the conclusion is that Muslims in America are not only among the least likely to commit acts of terrorism, but are also victims of hate crimes and discrimination far more. Non-Muslim extremists, particularly those of far-right ideologies, commit the majority of terror-related attacks. So this is by far statistically, this is something that is proven, that Muslims are the least amount probable to go ahead compared to other groups commit terror, you know, these kind of evil acts. And even if every Muslim does, because you got Muslims who drink alcohol, Muslims who eat, let's say, gamble, who indulge in usury, you're not even supposed to kill an animal unless it's to eat, let alone an innocent human life, which goes against Islam.
So, not supposed to punch each other in the face because it's haram.
That's another topic all in of itself. But the point here is now, and I think here there's one more thing I want to point out, and then let me know what you think. They did a study published in Justice Quarterly, found that terror attacks by Muslim perpetrators, if somebody has an Arabic name or somehow they link it to being a Muslim, that this study confirmed that on average, 350% more media coverage is given. So if a Muslim, they connect it to Jabbar, even the guy comes from, you know, a background of not practicing, he's got like DUIs, can you imagine, he's DUIs, drinking, doing all sorts of stuff this person can end up doing, whoever he is, but now they want to label him as Muslim, but he's not even known in his community, nobody knows who he is, nothing. But now he gets included in his 357% more media coverage, this study shows. Mm-hmm. But now if someone's non-Muslim, is somewhere in the back end over here, you don't hear much about it. What are your thoughts?
It's crazy because, you know, the similar situation. Even he was driving the truck as well. But you know what I mean? They don't talk about the guy and they say is, you know, mental illness. Why is not mental illness in this guy's case? You know, because they both, you know, I don't know. The other guy was soldier too.
Yeah, both, yeah, yeah.
So you know what I mean? Like, this is not just the one case. How many soldiers have this trauma, you know, in America? You know, there's like a bunch of cases like that. So, you know, every, in America, there's a lot of extreme organizations, you know what I mean? But unfortunately, they only talk about, like you say, the Muslims is what? The teaching of the Islam is perfect, you know what I mean? But unfortunately, not every person learned the Islam or never probably even opened the Quran in their life or not even pray, but because he's named Muhammad, this doesn't mean he's follow his religion proper way, you know what I mean? So like, he was bringing some of the surahs from the Quran, like I say, they get the little chapter over there without the explanation tafsir, you know? Why you don't bring the surah or ayat from the Quran when Allah says, if you kill one innocent person, it's like you kill all the humanity. But if you save one person, it's like you save all the humanity, you know what I mean? Why you don't bring this part? Because if the guy who was driving this truck and kill all these innocent people, obviously, if he learned Islam, you know, and read this, he will be never done that. You know what I mean? So, like, these people don't know the religion. They just appear out of nowhere with the Muslim name. Like I say, because you have a Muslim name, this doesn't mean nothing.
Yeah, people would understand if you had a KKK flag on your truck and you rammed into and did what this individual did, this mentally disturbed individual, you would know as a logical, fair person that we're not going to blame all Christians now or Christianity as a whole, right? Because this guy has a KKK flag on his truck and he mows down people. So an individual goes, and I'm not going to talk about how many are. You got so many people who are just like, hold on, they're not falling for things like before. They're seeing things for what they are. Mm-hmm. They're seeing that there's moving pieces here, and there's possibly psyops, whatever the case. This is not me saying. There's a lot of Americans who are waking up. Yeah. They're waking up to this reality.
They need a reason. They need to give the people a reason to hate Muslims overnight so they can invade Iraq. And it f***ing worked. It worked because overnight, the West turned against Muslims all f***ing night. But what's sad is, 23 years later, people have still not learned the lesson. More false flags. More false flags to turn the people against Muslims yet again.
But going off what you said, this is really important. You quoted an ayah from the Quran. And there's so many examples. I always often also go to chapter 60, verse 8, where Allah is saying that Allah does not forbid you for those who have not fought you because of your religion, that you deal with them justly and kindly. This is something that we're told. And is this what won you over? Because you actually, this is another thing, maybe Sean Strickland doesn't know, a majority of people, that you weren't always Muslim.
No, I was a Christian who come to this country. He's a Christian, you know, practicing, going to the church, and actually was preaching the Bible to the kids. You know what I mean? But I became Muslim in this country. So you cannot say Islam does not belong with the, you know, values of American stuff like this, because you have no idea what Islam is. Islam, word Islam mean peace. You know what I mean? Like, if you will actually go to the source and stop searching hateful sites on the Google, you will understand. You train with these guys. You tell us the story about the guy who pulled you on the side, put gently the hand on your leg and explained to you, hey, brother, I cannot be friend with you if you talk bad about my religion. Did he stab you? Did he shoot you? Did he threaten you? No. So where do you see the violence?
No. Sit down, Sean. I'm like, oh, puts his hand on my leg. Muslim dude, you're super touchy.
They're friendly.
Super friendly, guys. So odd, especially because of religion. So he's like, Sean, in my country, I cannot be friends with you. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you say things about Islam. Pretty much saying, I cannot be friends with you because what you say about Islam.
You know what I mean? Did they jump? They could jump you. There's a bunch of them training with you, and we all know that. But they didn't jump you. They gently do, because Allah says in the Quran to our Prophet, if not your manners, they will not accept you. So right now, you see, we don't attack your personality. We try and explain. So you stop being a zombie like the rest of these people who has been brainwashed for decades. We saw that story from the Palestinian uncle. You remember the soul of my soul?
Yes.
Yeah, so everybody, you know, they create this boogeyman in America, like when you have a long beard and you dress up like, you know what I mean, with thobe and a kufi, then you are a monster, you know what I mean? But now, with the social media, alhamdulillah, people see this can be the softest person in the world, you know what I mean? Everybody was like, social media was going crazy on him, and he just died, you know. Innalillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. But this is the example, you know? So be open-minded and learn Islam from the sources, not from hateful sources.
Yeah, and if you just do it like what you just did, you went on this modern invention now, which we wouldn't even have ChatGPT, we wouldn't have the iPhones. If you look at the numerical system, the algebra that was created by Muslims, and I open up this topic with non. It's one thing us talking about this, but these are well-known YouTubers and personalities. They're actually discussing this, and they're fascinated. So if Sean Strickland just took a little bit of that focus. Because you have a big industry, it's a billion-dollar industry. It's the hate industry, and it's actually by Zionists. It's just set up like that to go ahead and to spread misinformation, to mislead people, to divide us. So when he's getting this information, instead of coming and sitting and talking, he's got a lot of different Muslim friends that it can direct him to a Muslim scholar that can go ahead. We've invited him on the program. Let's talk. We'll connect. It could be on air, off air, and we can sit there. He can ask all these questions, and let's get to the bottom of things.
This is what the men do, you know. You come to the face. That's what men do, yeah. Come to the face and talk. Stop tweeting like little girls, you know, over here and talk about people's, you know what I mean? Just come to the face and talk straight up, and you get answer, every answer. Like I find in Islam, you will find every answer, you know what I mean? But when you go to the Google, to a hateful, go to the source, go to the scholars and talk to them, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I grew up in a family when We like, you know, this funny part. In America, they call themselves, the white people call themselves Caucasians.
Yeah.
When actually original Caucasians, us. You know, we came from Caucasus Mountain. The area I come from is called Caucasus Mountain. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
And we original Caucasian people. You know what I mean? And I grew up in a family when my dad was kind of racist because he was one of those people who is a brainwashed for decades. Some Muslims are evil, this, that.
Your father?
Extremist. Yes, wow. He was like that. Because all you see is on TV, because, you know, we live in a, you know, what I call World War III is a media where they promote people following, you know, without even checking the sources, you know. But like you say, right now, people start waking up to it, you know. And now look at me. I became to this country. I became a Muslim, you know what I mean, stuff like this. The people forgetting that Jesus himself wear the beard, wear the long thobe. He never eat the pork. He was circumcised. And guess what? He was a Palestinian who born in Bethlehem. Yeah, he was a Jewish, but born in Bethlehem. Like, you know, I can't be Ossetian, or, you know, from my ethnicity, but if I born American, American, correct? So he born in Bethlehem, he was Palestinian, with Middle Eastern culture, not with American culture like a lot of people will like to think, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, that's his other tweet, Sean Strickland's, is America is a country of Christ. Mm-hmm. He says you could be Christian, Catholic, atheist, but our core value is that of Christ. I have nothing against Islam or Muslims, but there's a big but, exclamation here. He says, mm-hmm. Now I want people to understand, if you just took out this last part of Sean Strickland's tweet and just take Islam and replace it with Yahud or Judaism, just switch it out and you'll get the point. Islam should stay in Islamic countries, Islam should stay in Islamic countries, although you would all benefit from Christ, but he says, I'm agnostic. Can you imagine, imagine saying that about another group of people, that your religion should stay in Israel, your religion should stay, in India. I mean, imagine if he did that. I mean, how this is like open, just attack, where you can go ahead and make such an insult. I mean, what do you think?
And, this is ridiculous. It doesn't make sense. But from a person who say this is a Christ country, and then he put this, you know, in a coma, I'm agnostic. This guy doesn't make any sense, you know. I
mean, maybe this, what is it called when you get hit too many times in the head? Like
the
from
brain
fighters?
Cells are dead, man. You know what I mean? It probably doesn't function. But yeah, there's unfortunately, you see, with the people like that, like who don't even know Christ and don't know his teachings. You know
he has
I mean?
No idea. He has no idea. He has no idea about Christ. That's hypocrisy. I mean, if you're flaunting about Christ, Christ actually means the Messiah. Muslims love Jesus Christ. We name our children after Jesus, actually Esau.
We follow Jesus
we
Christ.
Follow
we look like a Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
We don't eat pork like Jesus Christ. Our woman's covered like Mother Mary, you know what I mean? Like, there's another thing. I saw the tweet from him about the hijab, too. Like, what are you talking about? Do you talk about the nuns in the church who wearing the scarves? You know what I mean? Why you don't talk to them? Why you don't say somebody oppressed them? Why you don't say Mother Mary was oppressed by the Jesus? You know what I mean? Like this. I don't understand this person, you know. I mean, he just, in the core, like I say, why I don't go very aggressive against him, because I kind of grew up in the same family value when they don't know Islam and they don't know nothing about the Muslims, and you know what I mean? And they just been learned how to hate. And this is why I tell him, connect to the people like 80. There's a bunch of brothers over there at your gym. Go to the source and learn about Islam. Now what you see on the media out of some dude who is a soldier, who is American citizen, just go mentally crazy and claim to be a Muslim, and that's it, you start attacking the Islam. It doesn't work this way. We have a good story I want to tell you. We have like a CIA agent. He was a black belt coach, jiu-jitsu coach in American top team. And I wasn't there present. And something similar happened. And he's like, man, I hate Muslims. And this was my buddies around him. And, no, I take my words back. And he said, Ali, that's my boy, man. I love this guy.
He's talking about you now.
Yeah, he talked about me. He said, this is the real representation of Islam. So I shouldn't talk about Muslims like that. You see what I'm saying? So like, this have to be example for this. You train with these guys. Look at them. When you open your mouth and say something, you insulting all of them. And you call them brothers. You shake their hands. You go eat with them together. Like, what's going on, man?
In one shot, every UFC fighter he offended that's a Muslim.
Yes.
Just in one tweet. You see how powerful you can do something positive, negative. I mean, tomorrow he's got Dubai. He's got to go to a Muslim-majority country. I mean, why would you want to offend all those people? Why? I mean, instead of, you know, opening your mind, let's talk about it. Like you're saying, let's sit, talk. I really want it. It shows you're not really out for the truth. Exactly. You're not out to understand. Let's sit, bring these things that you're bringing up, and let's have a discussion. Muslims don't shy away from any of these things. There's certain, there's certain people who don't want you to talk about their religion at all. Ask questions, they'll cover it up. No, we're an open book. Let's discuss this. Let's have a discussion. Let's talk about
The problem about his tweet too, he said the people who actually follow the Quran teachings. You have no idea. The people actually who follow the Quran teachings is me, is Eddie. Do you know I have a zero crime? I don't even have a speeding ticket, and I've been in this country 20 years. You have no idea what you're talking about. The people who is actually don't follow the Quran teachings, they're the ones who is fall into the traps and commit the suicide and all type of crimes because they don't know the Quran and they don't know the Allah and they don't know our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But when you learn this stuff, this would actually shield you from all this evil stuff. You know what I mean?
Here's another tweet by Sean Strickland, UFC fighter who just offended every past and present UFC fighter. None are excluded from his hate-filled tweet here. He says, Sean, have you read the Quran? I've read the highlights. So he says, rape, murder, torture, wars, jihad, stoning. And then he quotes an ayah from the Quran. And then he says, Muhammad, wrong, unless it's your female slave, rape her all you want, not effing compatible with America. Again, this is just like, you know, if we were to take the Bible and just show where if a person grapes a woman, but he pays 50 shekels, if, you know, in Samuel and other Deuteronomy, go into every village, destroy every home, you got actually certain religious leaders who are saying it's okay to be with a three-year-old.
I mean, things. Number one, the maturity of those times are much different than now. Even Rebecca was only 3 years old when she got married. A three-year-old then was equal to, who knows, probably a 20-year-old today. The maturity level was much higher than it is today. It wasn't like married a little girl 3 years old. That wasn't the case at all. Even physically, she went through the water for all the camels. So she was a little girl 3 years old. How could she control a little girl? So physically, she was certainly much stronger, and spiritually, and her maturity level was much stronger than the three-year-old today. We can't compare it. That's number one. Number two, the whole idea of marriage was a lot different than today by many people. Marriage was not just getting together, enjoying each other, and having a good times.
I mean, this is just out of this world, the things that are out there, but they're scared. People like him are scared to put another religion under the microscope. They're scared, but I'm saying right now, I'm going to give you a free copy. Everyone who's watching right now, go to thedeanshow.com. We got nothing to hide. Read it for yourself. I'm giving you a gift from me to you. Go to thedeanshow.com. You get a free copy of the Quran. Read it. You have other, you know, people out there who are investigating Islam sincerely, the true seekers, and they're saying, man, just read the Quran for yourself. What do you think of this? This blows my mind.
It's just ridiculous, you know what I mean? So close-minded people, doesn't make sense, but you know, I want to talk a little bit about the mixed martial arts, like what this was back in. You in mixed martial arts, you black belt. Mm-hmm. What, third degree, fourth degree?
Fifth
degree, yeah. You know what I mean? You know what mixed martial arts was back in the days. It's always about respect, mutual respect and stuff like this. But nowadays, look what this became. Because 99% of the people who watch it, this is just consumers, you know, they don't even know what mixed martial arts is. You know what I mean? And like, look what this became. This became like a circus. They create of this WWE. And this is why people lose the respect. And they lose their tongue. Back in the days here in America, you know, we look at the Wild West. When you disrespect the person, he will call you out. You know what I mean? You will minimum lose your teeth or maybe your life for your tongue, you know. But these days, because of that, you know, they create the mixed martial arts. There's no more respect, man. They sitting in front of each other, two men, and cursing each other, wives, moms, and that, like, what values you talking about? What American value? What you know about values when you sit in front of the little kids and their parents and you curse, you know what I'm saying? They show the level of your, you know, intellect. So I don't know, you know what I mean? All I can recommend this guy to connect you or anyone like you who have a knowledge, or I will recommend him to Muhammad Ali. You know the podcast with Muhammad Ali?
Yes.
The guy who was in your... That's amazing. He have all topics you want. Mm-hmm. Just go and type it, Muslim Lantern. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And brother, check it out. You're going to learn so much about the Islam, man.
Yeah, learn. That's the key. I mean, learn. Open your mind. Don't read the talking points from the hate industry. Connect with us. We've sent you a message, Sean Strickland. And What have you contributed? That's a really good, important point. I mean, and what are American values? Let's touch upon that. Mm-hmm. American values, the more you go back in time, you'll see that they actually align with Islam. Muslims who were kidnapped from their countries, you got 30-40% of the Atlantic trade ships that were brought here were Muslims. Muslims actually helped build America. Present day, who's treating, like you mentioned, your family, Muslim doctors, you got engineers building up, you got from your Uber drivers, from the top of the echelon, everywhere. Muslims are the lowest amount of crime, the most amount in charity are Muslims who are contributing law-abiding citizens. Now, when you got a nut job who does something, you also have mentally ill people in Muslim communities also. And what's the closest thing that they can connect to? And now, Islam. So now, they don't have the proper understanding. They do something that's outside of Islam. Now you want to blame Islam and Muslims. It makes no sense. So this is what I want to ask you now. You brought these good points up with contribution. What's he doing to contribute? He's out there in his underwear, cursing. His character is, what is it? Teaching violence. What has he actually contributed to society? Yeah. Hypocrisy. Is your life being spent making the world a better place? Are you just causing division like you just hear that you're actually contributing tomorrow to somebody going and bringing harm to a Muslim woman and a Muslim man? I mean, that's what you're you're actually doing for this community. You're inspiring people to be the next attackers of innocent Muslims.
Exactly, man. Well, you know, they talk about always his speech you hear, like about the real man. What the real man do? Talk about the word united. Do you know what united mean? Did I need to bring the dictionary? This when you're trying to unite the people of all races and all religions and living with each other in peace, not trying to make them hate each other. You know what I mean? Like what you guys contribute over there in your underwear, going pimping yourself, you know what I mean? For the money, you punch each other in the face, bleed, make in each other so many cases when people became a handicap, you know what I mean, and stuff like this. And some die, some became handicapped, some can't move, you know what I mean? And like, what you do for the people who is over there drinking alcohol and cursing your mother when you're punching other dude in the face, you know, this is what you call the contribution to the world? Would this what you call the real man? No, real man is outside breaking his back to come home and bring the bread to his children and feed them with halal food, meaning like, you know what I mean, with halal income. This is what the real man do, you know what I mean? Like, you have to be good for humanity. If you didn't do nothing for the people, or at least your neighborhood, or let's start even with your family, you know what I mean? What you guys contribute to say about contribution, you know, who contributes something and who's not.
Yeah, this is very important for Sean Strickland and the like to think about. And I think this is just a projection of the dead heart syndrome, where you have people with dead hearts.
Yes.
Their hearts need to be awakened. And that's what we're trying to help. I mean, we're getting into the issue, and if somebody is insincere at all, we've had cases like this where people have an extreme hatred towards Muslim and Islam, and they're in this state. But then if they're sincere, they're asking God Almighty for guidance, they look into Islam, connect with Muslims, they change. People can change. And then many, like yourself, you accepted Islam. Exactly. And you wouldn't accept Islam if Islam taught violence, if it taught all of these things that Sean Strickland is trying to accuse Islam of, from being extremely ignorant. And now, if he does his homework, he'll see that it's the opposite. But do you think that he's possibly just trying to promote himself, promote a high? Because many people they jump on this bandwagon of hate against Islam and Muslims because now they this is a business, and people like grow. Some people grow in popularity from it, but you grow towards the wrong direction. You're cutting yourself off. You know, you're going to have how many insulting 2 billion human beings? All the UFC fighters. It's not smart, man. Yeah, so do you think he's pumping up a fight with Hamza Chamai?
Ask that guy who was beating you up every day in the gym, huh? So how many times I saw meet that guy? How many times I beat him up?
I want your honest opinion. Tell me.
He made you tap a couple of times. The schmo saw it. But do you want the world to know this stuff or what?
You could tell the world.
He's trying to be a macho man.
What is he trying to do?
You see, for me, there's different type of people. Some people is get funded. And we know by who, you know, to spread this hatred. You know, and some people just brainwash people. Like I talk about, you know what I mean, when I was growing up, you know what I mean? Some people just brainwash and then like they don't look at the source, like I say, you know what I mean? Like, and some people just dump. You know what I mean? They just read something somewhere, here from somewhere, and they see the comments and they just jump on this hate train, you know, without even realize or trying to learn the situation. Like, you know, in Islam we say when you get some news, make sure you check it before you spread it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, the problem with him, start to checking up the facts, you know, learn. And, like, you in the position when you have a platform and this is going to be against you. I know you're agnostic, but guess what? When you're going to die, this is what, like, I like the story when one imam being asked if you're going to die and you realize everything you believe was a lie. How are you going to feel? The atheist guy asked him. He say, not worse when you're going to die and you wake up and you realize everything was true. Yeah. I'm not going to lose nothing. So you buddy going to be responsible for every word come out of your mouth in this life or hereafter. So I will choose carefully what you say, especially when you have a platform. Don't think this is called, there's not freedom of speech with a lot of people. Think, when you hate speech, this is not the freedom of the speech anymore. You start attacking people. You know what I mean? You can don't like something like, you know, we talk about the president didn't do this and didn't do that, but you cannot globalize and get like 2 billion people and talk crap about their religion. This doesn't work this way. You know what I mean? Now you're spreading the hate and you make people fight in this country each other and hate each other. You know, this is not what you should do, is you call yourself a role model. You know what I mean? Look at Habib, another thing. Look, Habib with Dustin Poirier. You remember how he collected the money for the Christian kids?
Wow.
He held the Christian kids.
That's a Muslim.
Yeah, this is a Muslim who held the Christian kids. Did you ever see him cursing, drinking alcohol, attacking somebody? Never.
That's an example now.
This is the example. So why you don't look at the example as him?
That's hypocrisy, actually, what you're doing. And if you look at, before we conclude, going back to Muslims' deep love and reverence, I think this is for any Christian. I say we're more Christian than the Christian, and Muslims are more conservative than the conservatives. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Because we love Jesus. We don't say, there's other groups out there, they'll say that he's burning in the hellfire. They insult his mother as a adulteress. But now Muslims who have the most in common, now who praise him as a mighty messenger, not a literal son of God, that God had sons and daughters and whatnot, but actually give him his proper due and respect. And there's an entire chapter that we invite people to read in the Quran named after his blessed mother. There's so many commonalities, and he forgot about all the, he missed it. He put lies in that tweet that Islam doesn't promote that. It actually promotes a good character, charity, good to your neighbor, being a good human being overall, all the qualities to help you be the best version of yourself. Yes. And a person who will commit any of these things, that's the first thing they'll be accountable on the day of judgment, is the murder. If they go and do, and if they harm innocent life,
yes,
they're going to be people who are going to be first thrown in the hellfire. So
you should learn about the war rules. So in one of your, you know, when the Prophet was talking about, do not kill the monks, the women, the elders, the kids, do not even cut the tree, or don't touch the animals. You know what I mean? The guy that just have no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah, this is hypocrisy at the high level here, man, because 17 million people have seen this. It's growing, and he's spreading division and hate. Hopefully some good can come from this. We invite Sean Strickland, come on the show. Come and let's talk. We can do it on air, off air. Sit, ask your questions, get educated. His followers, get educated. Muslims, we're an open book. We love when people are sincere, not insulting, and they want to know. And with former UFC, with former professional fighter team, Khabib, mate, giving us some insight to this. Any other advice you have for Sean Strickland and the like?
The main advice, you know, for him and people like him, go to the source. Find the people who's actually educated. You know what I mean? It's like simple example, right? I'm not going to go to the fan who is working at McDonald's, ask him how to do, you know, proper combination armbar. Yeah. I'm going to go to the black belt, or I'm going to go to the boxer to learn the technique. So for you, it's the same thing. Don't go to the Google and hateful people who spreading the, you know, give you a little part and you read it without even explanation, you know, because everything is in Quran is perfect. This has been sent to us, what, 1400 years ago? In the same form that's still here, and that's perfectly explained to us, because God gave us the manual as a book, and the teachers are prophets, you know, who is explaining to us everything. Through this life, we have to live this way. So come over here. We welcome you. You know what I mean? There's a bunch of sources you can come. And I, like I say, watch the podcast with Muhammad Ali, the Muslim Lantern, and you will learn a lot about the Islam.
Yeah. You know, if you take example, Hoyce Gracie, who he, not too long ago, he put out something, and there was a backlash, and he wanted to make things right, and he came to visit us. He came to sit with the Muslim. He sat with myself. He sat with another two of us, and we discussed. And at the end, Hoyce Gracie actually took his shahada. He actually became a Muslim.
And we didn't just have an average person accept Islam. We had the legend Hoyce Gracie. Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
Al.
Al.
La.
La.
Ilaha.
Ilaha.
Illallah.
Illallah.
Most of you out there know our brother Habib. Now, before Habib, there was Royce Gracie, because if there wasn't a Royce Gracie, there wouldn't be no UFC. What's the moral of this story? That if we can have people like Royce Gracie, the legendary Bruce Lee of our time, come and visit the Dean Center, and not only visit, but take his shahada, imagine all of the other people who know zero to nothing about Islam will able to come in and learn, and inshallah go from being Abu Jahls to potentially Abu Talibs, or even like Royce Gracie, accepting Islam. And that's where you guys come in. Help us to reach our goals so we can go ahead and make this a reality, to get up, open, and running. Donate right now and help us to reach our goal.
Sean Strickland, I wonder if he knows that. So yeah. Royce Gracie took his shahada, but Royce Gracie did the right thing. He came and he sat. He was man enough. Look at that. He came and sat with us, talk with us. Sean Strickland, why don't you come sit, talk with us? So he can go two directions now. He can open his mind, come sit, talk, ask your questions, and a whole new world can open up of positivity, of goodness. Mm-hmm. Make it right. Issue an apology. Or he can go down this path of hate. And that's a door that you don't know what's gonna come and creep up at you from there. It's a dangerous, unhealthy route for your heart, soul, mind, and body. And Muslims are forgiving people, really. I mean, if he came out, he apologized, sat, learned, talk, quick to forgive. What do you think?
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. You know what I mean? Just come and, like I say, learn from the source, and this is gonna be all new world for you. You know what I mean? You will learn the things you don't even know. You know what I mean?
Otherwise, I think there's Hamza Chamai will humble him. What do you think?
Easily, you know. I think there's a lot of people who can humble him real quick. You know what I mean? Yeah. But that's why we're peaceful people.
Peaceful people. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All right. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Wayak. And thank you. And again, free gift from me to you. Open your mind. If you have questions, call us. 1-800, before you just get to trolling on the internet and you start to throw things out there that are lies, untrue, half-truths, call 1-800-662-4752. We got operators standing by to answer your questions. Be a man, be a woman, somebody who really wants to know the truth. Ask your creator to guide you. Have you thought about the purpose of life, why you're here, why you've been created? Doesn't it make sense to ask the one who created me, guide me? And then you do your homework and you'll see, as 2 billion Muslims have, that the Quran is the verbatim word of God Almighty, is the truth from the Creator. It talks about paradise, the hellfire, where you're going when you die. Promotes all these beautiful teachings to help you be the best version of yourself. And I'll give you a free copy of it so you can see for yourself at thedeanshow.com, thedeanshow.com. My gift to you. Until next time, subscribe right now if you haven't hit that notification bell so you don't miss exciting programs like this. And how are you going to do your part? You're going to like the video. You're going to share it so this message can get to Sean Strickland. And every UFC Muslim fighter out there needs to see this so they can go ahead and have a talk with Sean Strickland to hopefully educate him. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.